This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, in for Anu Anand. Remember this chill-inducing film from 2002?
It's called a panic room.
What?
A safe room. Castle keep in medieval times. Board concrete walls, buried phone line not connected to the house's main line.
It's a scene from the Jodie Foster drama Panic Room, but it's not just in Hollywood people feel the need to hide from the bad guys. Apparently, in real life, secret rooms are becoming more popular and more luxurious. Some have shelled out $200,000 on the doors alone. Steve Humboldt builds them for a living.
We build a really wide variety of secret doors. So the doors could be disguised as many different things. Some of them look like bookcases when they're in the closed position. Some of them look like brick walls or stone walls or grandfather clocks or pieces of art. You name it, we've probably concealed a secret door to look like that inside of the house.
Why do you think these kinds of safety features have become trendier?
With the proliferation of the internet, people can see that it's so much easier to break into a safe nowadays than they thought it was. If I want my stuff to be secure, it really has to be also hidden in addition to inside of a safe or a vault. And so as people learn that, the demand for what we produce becomes greater and greater.
So do you think the security concerns are equal across the world, or are there certain things in different areas that people are more concerned about?
No, they're definitely not equal. Probably 80% of our business is based in the United States. And I think that is because we Americans, culturally, we just like the idea of self-reliance maybe more than other places. We don't want to depend on police to be able to protect our families.
What's the craziest or most interesting project you've done?
Wow. I've done so many really crazy projects in my career. There's one that I built that was for what I was told was the finest underground bomb shelter in the world. The underground portion of this shelter was about 20,000 square feet. And we built a series of really high-end secret doors, including one that was large enough that when it was in the open position, you could drive a vehicle through it.
Wow, that is serious panic room dedication. Now, one final question. Do you yourself own one of these secret doors?
I do, yes, of course. I started this business really from nothing, and so I had to be kind of coy when people asked me that question and say, like, oh, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you or whatever. But now I could tell you, when you sit down at my piano, you have to play the notes to the James Bond soundtrack, of course. And if you play it correctly, then a door pops open and leads you to a secret room.
That sounds great. Can you come put one in my house?
Absolutely. You know where to find me.